While Jesus was traveling to Jerusalem, 10 lepers called out to him for mercy, for healing from their dread disease. While they followed Jesus' instruction to show themselves to the priests, they were cured. Only one, a Samaritan, returned to give thanks to Jesus. This thankful Samaritan fell at Jesus' feet, worshiping him as God, recognizing him as the Messiah. Only God could cure the physical leprosy, and the Samaritan recognized that this cure was something done by grace and mercy alone. Our salvation from sin, death, and the power of the devil is by grace alone, God's undeserved and all-redeeming love. We confess that we are the living dead, that we deserve eternal punishment. What we receive is complete pardon, a complete remission of our sin, and the heavenly declaration that we are holy and pure in God's sight. No wonder the story of the thankful Samaritan is much more than recounting God's power over disease, the miracle of healing by Jesus as he walked this earth. It is the story of our redemption from sin and death, the story of God's mercy, the story which causes us to raise our voices in praise and honor of God. It is the story of faith which trusts in God's word and trusts only in him. Each Sunday, our Lord invites us into his presence to receive this heavenly cure from sin and death. Because we have received the good gift of forgiveness, we respond in praise and thanksgiving. Please join us this Sunday at Trinity to hear of our Savior's love for you and the gift which is given because of his grace. May our Lord bless you with the desire to return to give thanks, to hear, "Your faith has made you well." Amen.